Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Video Personal Ads.
I'm just looking for somebody to have fun with. That's it. I'm not into having a long-term relationship, and I don't want to get married again ever. Well, my profession is that I don't work, okay? And I love it because I get to take advantage of so many things, and work sucks. Well, my main thing is going to see free movies because I love movies, and why should I pay for something that I don't have to? My idea of hell is that there wouldn't be any more freebies in town. My idea of heaven would be to go out with as many hot guys as possible. If romance was like food, I'm a glutton because I am always hungry, and I'm hungry right now. I love to eat. Dream date? Gotta be somebody wild and crazy like myself. Nobody laid back. Somebody that likes to have fun. If I was in the witness protection program, I would move to Denmark because they have the best looking guys. You should date me because I'm wild and crazy, and there's a possibility that we could have sex if you play the song Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Hey, freaks! It's Monday, October 27th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, permanently disfigured rectums, plus porn by the dashboard light, and pissing on your girlfriend's dog. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson, this is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. I sure did. Got a great program for you today. You know, it was just Friday where I introduced you guys to that new LiveJournal community, you know, for cutters and stuff. It's the self-injury group. Well, Patrick emailed me over the weekend with yet another LiveJournal community, this time for the weight gainers out there. This LiveJournal community is called Plump It Up. Apparently they get their sexual gratification and shit from eating. And we've talked about feeders and feedies before on the show. Patrick writes, oh, and just like the cutter link I sent, these people answer a set of questions. Oh, did Patrick send us the cutter link as well? Wow, he's trolling all over LiveJournal, isn't he? Apparently there is a survey new members of this community have to answer too. I've got a sample here. This is from a new member who answered the survey. Here are some of the questions. What turns you on about being a feeder? And this new member responds, stuffing someone until their bellies become tight, rubbing it, and then watch it become flab later in the process. Okay. What turns you on about being a feedie? Getting fat. It's always been a fantasy to become huge. Okay. Do you practice force feeding? And the respondent answered, no, but it's somewhat of a thrilling thought. Do you like to smother? I do. Do you like face-sitting? I don't. Do you like feeding as foreplay? It sounds amazing. Do you like belly rubbing? I love giving and receiving them. Do you like submission? I don't know. Write a quick fantasy you have relating to feederism. All right, here is this person's fantasy. Fattening up someone who doesn't want to be fat and having their life changed due to being bigger.
Diabetes, 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 diabetes testing supplies.
Right, that's one way your life will change. Now, the LiveJournal community itself is pretty quiet. There's only one or two posts a day, it seems. But what I learned was there's a feeder mega site called fantasyfeeder.com. It's all about feeding, stuffing, and fattening. You can find pictures of fat asses, videos of fat bitches eating shit, stories. There's a chat room, and my favorite, a dating website. I picked out a few personal ads. Cuddles is a caring, chunky man who loves curvy, cuddly women with lovely, plump tummies. He wants a woman who loves eating, snacking, and nibbling. I love tummies flopping over panties. He's really looking for some massive muffin tops. Yes, I love tummies flopping over panties, spilling out of jeans, and bulging in tight skirts. My ideal woman would love to become a gorgeous roly-poly. Okay. Erlaine writes in, I'm a no-nonsense independent lesbian! All caps. And then in parentheses, please read that word carefully, gentlemen. Sound it out if you have to. Ooh, an angry lesbian. I'm here to look for a female feeder. Females, all in caps. And I'm not sure what else yet. I do tend to be very protective of my identity and the like, but I'm getting better about it. Feeding-wise, I love force feeding. I'm almost exclusive with it. I have no idea what that means. Obese Sub writes in, I'm a feedy sub. I like to be made fun of. My ideal match is a dominant male that will get me as fat as I can be. Right? Sounds like a catch. Chubby Adam writes in, Hi, my name is Adam, and I'm just looking to talk to some girls online. I would love to have some new role-playing partners. I love to role-play all sorts of things. I also like other things, such as body inflation. I'm looking for a girl that likes to be fattened up huge. I've been in the mood for some really fat girls lately. The fatter you are, the sexier it is, so please message me soon. Chubby Adam also refers to himself as lightly active. What a great way for lazy people to describe themselves. I'm lightly active. Finally, Fat Piggy is looking for love. Fat Piggy is a 49-year-old from the Netherlands weighing 530 pounds and standing 5 feet 10 inches tall. She has a larger bum. She likes to eat ice cream and ice cream.
I like ice cream and ice cream.
She refers to herself as sedentary. Fat Piggy is of Caucasian appearance and describes herself as very good-looking. How many 530-pound lard-asses do you know that are good-looking? With blonde hair and blue eyes. She is a feedy who loves to eat and be stuffed all day long. My desire is to become totally immobile. Her ideal match? I like to chat with other immobile feedies or women who would love to become immobile.
Now I'm free to see the world.
I don't know if a hover round would be able to support all that weight. You might have to upgrade to a Rascal XL. So there you go, just a few personal ad posts from fantasyfeeder.com. There's a lot of great sections on this website. There's a forum where you can talk with other fat asses. There's a discussion right now about fat shaking. Fat man needs to get on this website. Short jazz dude wrote in, sometimes my girlfriend lets me jiggle, wobble, squeeze, and shake her fat around her as hard as I can. I love seeing how much I can get it all to shake. Do you guys like doing that? And there's like 50 replies. It's very common, apparently. Someone was asking, oh, where's that great post? Oh, yes. I want to get pegged by a girl. Who's down? Yeah, strap-ons, yo. He's looking for an extremely fat woman to tie on a strap-on and drill his asshole. Any takers? Surf on over to fantasyfeeder.com. So there you go. Real quick, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I've got a couple pieces of audio for you today. First up, a bizarre new fetish. Take a listen.
Oh, yeah. Fuck my peanut butter. Oh.
Yes. It's a girl watching a guy fuck a jar of peanut butter, and then she sucks his creamy, skippy Jif Peter Pan cock.
Oh.
There she goes, sucking it all off. That a girl. Oh, I've got one more clip for you today. Oh, this is great. I love when teenagers are caught on camera acting, you know, cunty or bitchy and shit. We played a couple of these type of clips before. One where a girl came home late. Her brother's like videotaping her having a fight with their mother because apparently she met a guy on MySpace or something. But anyways, this girl just wants to be taken to band practice or something.
No, not three, take me to practice. No.
Maybe cheerleading practice.
Take me to practice. No, not three, take me to practice. No.
Like, she is having an A1 class bitch fit here. She sounds possessed, like it's a horror movie. Red rum! Oh yeah, she finally sees that her brother is videotaping her. Your mother sucks cocks in hell!
I will stop when he jumps off the camera!
Okay, I'm stopping. Look, there, my camera's gone.
Go into your room!
Okay.
No. And of course he leaves the camera on.
Go!
That a boy.
Take me to practice.
The mother is like doing crossword puzzles and it is barely paying any attention to her. The brother is back behind the camera.
Don't make me come up there!
Do it, I dare you! Come up here! Come on!
No, this hasn't turned off that camera!
Ugh.
No, please turn off that camera! No,
Ryan. Michelle, come up here!
Just punch her in the face already!
Why don't you come and make me?
Mom, turn off that camera!
I'm trying to get her away from you.
Turn off that camera!
Take me to practice! Take me to practice! Turn on that camera!
Let's poke the beast!
Jesus.
Enough of
this. There you go. You get the idea. Stupid girl being a bitch. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Real quick, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It's Distorted View's member site. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and videocasts. As a matter of fact, on Saturday, we posted a weekend program just for Sideshow Freaks. If you want to check out all of the exclusive content, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Got three really quick stories for you, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Ontario, Canada. A Canadian pizza delivery driver in Windsor says his car's wireless rear view camera system shows porn when he drives on a certain street. It's gotta be frightening. Every time he parallel parks, he thinks he's backing over an impromptu bukkake gangbang session. This dude's name is, and I shit you not, Dick Ran Ohanian, 52, who owns a pizzeria and also makes deliveries, bought the system about a year ago as a safety precaution during backing. 2 weeks ago, Dick Ran was delivering on a certain street when a pornographic movie appeared on his monitor. It faded away when he left the area. A few days later, it happened again on the same street while his twin sons were in the back seat, but they didn't notice. Ohanian said he was upset with the random availability of pornography. Quote, you put passwords at home for the kids not to see it, but now, here, on the street, you see it. Electronics specialist said it's likely someone on the street has a satellite dish hooked up to a transmitter, and the TVs in the house are equipped with wireless receivers that operate on the same frequency as Ohanian's monitor. So there you go. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from Wisconsin. A dog received an unwelcome soak early Tuesday when a Southside man took revenge on his roommate by pissing on her pet. Tori L. DeVoe, 36, was arrested and charged with domestic violence-related disorderly conduct and criminal damage to property. The incident took place at 1:30 a.m. in the 1100 block of South 11th Street. According to police, an argument between an intoxicated DeVoe and his female roommate began after DeVoe allegedly pursued sexual contact with the woman and she refused. DeVoe was intoxicated and upset, so he went to the basement and urinated on her dog and on the floor. That is not going to improve your chances in having sex with her. A verbal argument continued, and the woman's sister stood up in defense, at which point DeVoe allegedly grabbed the sister and pushed her into the wall. He then left the home and allegedly punched an exterior window, causing it to shatter. Officers located DeVoe on foot near South 10th and Columbus Streets and took him into custody. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from South Bend, Indiana. A Michigan woman who pleaded guilty to setting her ex-boyfriend on fire... Of course, thank you very much. Yes, a Michigan woman who pleaded guilty to setting her ex-boyfriend on fire in Indiana has been sentenced to 40 years in prison. 38-year-old Dorothy Hamilton, wasn't she an Olympic skater or something? 38-year-old Dorothy Hamilton pleaded guilty last month to one count of arson. An Indiana judge cited Hamilton's criminal history in sentencing her Wednesday to the maximum term stipulated under her plea agreement. Hamilton admitted pouring gasoline on her ex-boyfriend and throwing a lighter on him in 2006 after an argument at a St. Joseph County residence. He suffered permanent scarring on his buttocks. Hamilton evaded authorities for 10 months before her August 2007 arrest in Texas. Court documents state Hamilton attacked her ex-boyfriend. Why, you ask? Because he did not intervene when another individual looked at her in a sexual way. Two questions. First of all, wouldn't you be flattered if someone looked at you in a sexual way? And number two, how do you look at someone in a sexual way? He was giving me those penis eyes. Maybe he had a really long tongue or something. Yeah, you want this? He's the one that should be doused in gasoline and set on fire. Your stupid boyfriend. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, Tim, this is Kay. It's your Indiana listener.
Hi, Kay.
Overage, luckily. I've got a few suggestions for you. A couple of different ringtones. The song that you played earlier this week, the spoof of Jump, Might As Well Dump, you know, the whole scat thing.
Right.
I'd love for you to make that as a ringtone.
No, that's
doable. Also love
for
you to do the, he's a Mac Daddy!
Oh, yeah.
As a preacher. As a ring.
I need to play some more clips of him before the elections. Obama! Although, you know, if Obama gets elected, that's 4 years of that guy we have to look forward to.
I had a tart moment there. Another suggestion... Actually, another story that I've got for you. Sorry, this is a bit of a train wreck. Bear with me. I had a moment today when I was waiting for a doctor's appointment.
Oh, you had a you-know-you're-a-freak-when moment.
So when? Freak moment.
The ending is really what makes that jingle. All right, here's your freak moment.
When I was waiting for a doctor's appointment, I look over and see a little kid licking a window. It made me crack up because I instantly thought of Orgel and the window licker, and aww, of course, my favorite guy, you.
So when you looked at that little boy, you immediately thought of jerking off with Orgel. Nice.
And
pervert.
I've got another thing for you.
All
I found
right.
this on YouTube the other day. There was actually this animated video of Japanese parents potty training their kids, but it, like, animated the little turd dancing happily in the toilet.
Well, my friend, we've already featured that in one of the Distorted View video logs. I can tell you're not a sideshow member.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
This is Wookie from Maryland.
Hi, Wookie.
I was listening to an old show today, and I heard some guy bitching about the music you play at the end of the show, and you're like, fine, I'm going to end it with Hanson. Well, I'm at the grocery store tonight, and guess what I hear?
Hanson.
Fucking Oomba. Thank you very much, Tim. I hate you.
They're still around. I think they just came out with another CD recently. That Hanson.
Nice Halloween mask. Oh, that's your face. Yeah. Eat some candy, would you? You're almost as skinny as me. Yeah. I'd go and
yes.
fight with you, but I don't have the guts.
Yeah. It's Halloween. I still need to get... I need to buy one of those skeletons. I still haven't purchased one yet.
Hey, Tim. This is Josh, a careless sideshow fairy from Mississippi. And
nice.
I was just wondering, are you a top or a bottom? Because I'd really love to have your 5-inch, narrow, veiny cock in my
right.
ass.
Chunky. It's
because you're
a lumpy.
Mac Daddy!
You know. Hello?
What's wrong with liking Obama? Fucking homo. I'm just kidding, Tim. You're funny, but I just fucking... I see the train wreck coming right now.
No, why do you think I have anything against Obama? Just because I play the Obama guy? I did say I was voting for McCain just so we could get the tarred baby in the White House, but, you know, whatever.
Hey, Tim, this is Lily really Boy from the wreck in Wichita, Kansas. I got a bizarre sex term for you.
All right, bizarre sex term time.
Bizarre sex terms, yeah.
What is coming at me?
All right, let's hear your bizarre sex term.
Sex term for you. I'll just say this. It's self-explanatory. Human caviar.
Whoa. What? I don't think that's self-explanatory at all.
Jagu, Tim. This is a fucktard teacher. I haven't called in a while, but I'm a faithful Sideshow member nonetheless.
Nice.
Just kind of wondering, about a half a year ago, you were talking about getting your... ordination to become a pastor or priest, and you were going to marry some furries, and I
yes.
wanted to see whatever became of that.
Well, I just...
Whether you were going to go out to San Francisco and,
yeah, well, I was going to, and then they postponed their wedding because one of them is in a different country right now, and it costs a lot of money to get over here, and I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that, but it's postponed a little ways.
You, Tim. It's Scotia from Sideshow Freak from Canada. Just wanted to let you know a little funny story I had.
Oh.
On my birthday, my boyfriend made out with my drunk brother who has a huge beard and is really gay. And he came back and told me that my brother kisses better than me. Thought you guys would think that's funny. Okay, bye.
Are you still with him?
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
I can't imagine that happening. Oh, how awful for you.
Hey, Tim, you sexy bitch.
Ooh.
I haven't listened to your podcast in like forever, man.
Thank you.
And,
Thank you for supporting the
started
program.
Started recently, listening to it again. I'm looking over the old episodes. And, you know, you haven't been fucking it like you want lately. Just wanted to come and say hi.
That's right.
Looking for the next podcast.
Fuck it like you mean it. Fuck it like you want it. When you're dick eat hard. Dick eat hard. Dick eat hard. Dick eat hard. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you mean it. When your dick get hard, no pain, no gain. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you mean it. When your dick get hard, fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you need it. Dick get hard, dick get hard, dick get hard. I really need to get working on my CD. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD as in OH-GOD.
Oh, yeah, fuck my peanut butter.
Gotta remind you guys, don't forget to vote every single day at the Podcast Awards, podcastawards.com. Distorted View was nominated for Best Mature Podcast. You can vote once per day. It takes just a second. Do it right now so you don't forget, podcastawards.com. Subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com, and we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, bye, everybody!
Torn pussy.
All right.